So what is your next show? When is that?
So what am I doing? This weekend on Friday, I'm playing Creek's Edge Winery, which is a really cool place. It's one of these like kind of Amish barns. They have a lot of those out in Loudoun County, and it's really nice sound inside. And but it's a nice night. I'll probably actually be outside on the patio. So I'm playing there. I'm actually playing like a little golf club on Thursday. That's like a little happy hour thing. But if your guests or if the people that are listening to your show are old enough to drink wine and want to come out to the Creek's Edge, that's probably a place that I would recommend. And then I've had a really busy month, so I'm actually going to take a little time off next week.
Gotcha.
I think I'm going to just drive down to Georgia and hang out, because I haven't actually spent any time in Georgia. I sing that song, Georgia, on my mind a lot, and I've actually never spent any time anywhere except for their airport.
Do you have family or friends down there?
No. I don't know anybody.
Take a little vacation?
Just a little getaway. I think I'm going to visit my brother maybe for a few days on the way there. He was in Newport News.
Okay.
So I'll stop there. Maybe stop by to see the parents in Fredericksburg for an afternoon, have some lunch there, and just kind of take a few days to.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I have to do that every once in a while because I play a lot. So I'll just go like 3 weeks straight, a month straight, and then I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna go take a drive.
can't wear yourself too thin.
No, I love playing, but and I'm married too, so you know my wife works hard as well. Every once in a while, you know, I gotta see my wife every so often. So,
it's kind of part of the gig.
It's part of the gig. Yeah. Exactly.
So what's on the horizon for your? Are you writing more music? Are you just performing?
Yeah, I am. I've got a backlog of music now, but because I haven't come out with a record since the end of 2014, so we're going on middle of 2016. So I've written a lot, and I try to kind of keep consistently writing, and try to write an album a year. So. And there have been a lot of years where I didn't come out with an album, so I end up with this back catalog of stuff, and I'm kind of going through it with my producer right now, and we're butting heads on, not butting heads, but, you know, trying to confer on what direction we want to go with the next one, next project, and what songs we think are worth recording, what songs should be put in the trash can, so to speak.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I've got plenty of material, just got to, and continuing to write, but trying to hone in on a specific, vibe for the next project.
Gotcha. So, what inspires you to, write your songs? I know you have mostly, pretty upbeat songs, pretty, happier songs. And I know a lot of people that write their songs kind of get a lot of it from, heartbreak and emotions. And like, you're married, you got these happy songs going. Like, how do you come up with, this stuff?
Right? Any heartbreak, I'm so well adjusted.
Tell your wife to leave you for like a week and then just come up with some really good music and then you can get back together real quick.
I think it's just a matter of kind of paying attention to what's going on in my life and other people's lives too. Sometimes I try to write from another person's perspective. There was a person that was going through a divorce recently, somebody I was close to, and I kind of wrote a song from their perspective. Of course, I've been married, so was with my wife for a long time, so we have a lot of experiences together, both positive and negative, but we've always gotten through it. So I tend to, I'm a survivor, and I try to work through things, and I'm always trying to kind of put a positive spin on things, but really just trying to pay attention to what's going on around me, writing consistently so that, when I'm coming up with my riffs on the guitar and I'm coming up with melodies, whatever happens to be going on at that particular time, whether it's something with a friend or something I know or something I've observed in my lifetime, but right now that's going on with me and my relationship, so I can kind of channel that through the music, if that makes sense.
Yeah, gotcha. Do you write your songs mostly on your own, or do your bandmates kind of help you out?
So for the most part, and I might change this going into the future, but in the past, with my old band, I would write the song, I'd come to the band, we would kind of piece together the composition together as far as, if we need to change a part here, add a bridge here, maybe change the key, or we kind of get their feedback. And then when I did the solo stuff, it was pretty much just all me. I would bring it to the producer, and I'd say, all right, this is what I want to do, and we'd kind of pick what instrumentation we thought would work on it. And that's been three albums now, and my producer has mentioned that he would like to do some co-writing with me. Maybe I bring him a song, and then we completely just destroy it and change up the vibe, or maybe he brings an idea to me, and then we you know, hash it out. But actually, I haven't delved into co-writing as much. It's always kind of been a solo endeavor. But I'm open. A lot of my friends have gotten into the co-write thing, and they're really into that. So I'm trying to stay open-minded to that idea. And we'll see kind of what goes from here. I have plenty of material on my own to bring to the studio, but perhaps I'll be open-minded and you know, maybe do a co-write or two with my producer on the
let someone day. Help you out.
Yeah, that could be fun because it's always good to get other perspectives.
Yeah, for sure.
Involved and you know, I have my own perspective and thoughts and experiences, and it's, you know, you start to add cooks to the kitchen. As long as you don't add too many of them, it can be a good thing.
Yeah. So when did you start writing your own music?
I was actually in college when I wrote. Well, I tried to write something in high school, and it just got awful. You got to college, and it was still pretty awful, but it was like, oh, maybe this has got some potential. And then I just started writing a lot because I was kind of addicted to the process of just starting with nothing and then ending up with something. And, you know, I wasn't really good at it, but it started to kind of develop, and I got a style. So into my early 20s, I started to come up with more songs that I thought was, oh, man, I really like this. I'll sing this more than once, and I might actually share this with my friends. You know? So,
like, if you write enough, something had to stick.
That's the idea with me, you know.
Hey, it's all about practice.
I'm not exceptionally gifted in any particular way, in my opinion, but when you work really hard, and you just keep on, you know, trucking away at something, eventually you'll get better at it. You know, I do it every day, so.
For sure. So remind us all again, your next show is, you know, winery this weekend?
Yeah. The one that I'll be pushing is the Creek's Edge Winery. That's on Friday. And that would be, I think it starts at 5 o'clock.
All right.
And, if you're old enough to drink wine, you can drink wine there. And it's a beautiful place.
All righty. So we'll be pushing that. We'll tweet it out when it gets closer to the day just to remind everyone.
Please. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, I would always recommend that you visit my website. May has so many gigs that I can't even think about where I'm going to be every day, but if you go to my website, I will continue to update that, and you can go visit www.jasonmassey.com, check out the show's page, and you can always find out where I'm going to be there.
Gotcha. And everybody, make sure to, you know, find Jason on Facebook and look at his website and Twitter and whatnot to keep up with his music, find out where he's going to be. I'll play one of his songs coming up right now. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and for dealing with all of the technical difficulties that we've had over the last couple.
No worries.
Couple times to chat.
I wanted to congratulate you on your upcoming graduation.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. It's coming amazing. It's coming fast.
It's coming fast. Yeah. Well, you know.
All right. Well, it's been great.
Many great things ahead. Many great things.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Great talking to you.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye now.